If you want to partner with us, you'll find information at the end of this podcast. Okay, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So, in America, they have a constitution with a right to bear arms, but they're natural arms. They're guns and knives and swords and whatever else they can use to protect themselves. But the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, they're not natural, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, systems of thoughts, ideas, changing the hearts of men. That's the weapons. And those weapons are spiritual weapons, which are far greater, more superior, more powerful and devastating than any natural weapon. However, naturally thinking men use always these weapons of the natural. They picket, they stand in line against people, they protest, they they put men against men, and they fight things naturally. They fight governments naturally. They fight institutions naturally. And if they don't win, they use guns and knives and all of these other things, and weapons, bombs, to get what they need. But the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. So if you want to engage in true warfare, true spiritual warfare, then you need to be a prayer, an effective prayer, not just an anybody prayer, just praying any prayer, but praying prayers that are instigated or that are powerful, that are directed by the Holy Spirit. And then the Bible says, taking the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and praying with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit. That's all different types of prayer, all different supplications, ideas that are inspired by the Holy Spirit, not a knife and a gun or a bomb or a roadside device that's going to hurt people. You know, you need to change the hearts of men. And it's no good pulling down a government with your knives and your guns and your bombs. You can change the hearts of men, and then you don't have to kill men. You can change the hearts of men, and that is a more powerful weapon. Spiritual weapons are superior to natural weapons, and once you understand that revelation, you'll never go back to a gun and a knife or a bomb. You'll go to your knees in prayer, effective prayer, for the effective righteous prayer, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But first you have to be full of the Holy Spirit. And if you're not full of the Holy Spirit, your prayers won't be effective. Your prayers might fall on the ground. You need to be full of the Holy Spirit first, so that you can be energized by the power of the kingdom of God, and then you can be used to effectively speak kingdom things. You can effectively speak the will of God in a situation to change the hearts of men. That is true warfare. But we always want to revert back to urban warfare. You know, the Bible says we're supposed to honor the people in government. If you've got a terrorist government, a lunatic government, if you've got a government that is not for the people but is against the people in every way, then if you've got a government that is against God and the foundation of godly things, then the best way to fight that government is to get on your knees and pray. If I was in a country where my government was hurting the people, doing bad things to the nation and tearing the nation apart, I would get on my knees with a bunch of fully on fire spirit-filled saints, and we could tear it up. Not one person would die, but people's hearts would be changed. Men would repent, and they would change laws that would bring nations into a godly relationship. That is true spiritual warfare. Now, the Bible says in Revelations chapter 13, verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. So this is for you. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. You know, it's important for us to overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, because the enemy is not man, but the agency of darkness, demons who are inspiring men to do evil stuff and bringing men into captivity. But you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You know, we can bring all things out of captivity and into his marvelous light through prayer. But you know, it just doesn't look like you're going to be doing much if you're on your knees speaking in tongues for hours and declaring what the Holy Spirit tells you. But here is the patience of the saints. Now, if you use a gun to try and get what you need, and if you think it's lawful, remember that the Bible says that the government and the agencies of the government, which are the police and the fire brigade and all of those people, they are righteous workers for the Lord. Now, whether they do the right thing or not, that's a different matter. But God has given us governments and administrational authorities so that we don't have lawlessness. And it's up to those individuals in the administration that run our government and our municipal governments and our councils and all of these things to be righteous and to be God-fearing, or to at least have a God conscience, even if they're not saved. And we can transform their consciousness into a godly consciousness, even though they're not saved, by changing their heart through our prayers. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints, that their prayers will actually do something. That's the key to it all. So civil unrest is not good. Now, the Lord doesn't say that you go and sit in the middle of the civil unrest. The Bible says run away, go and hide and pray, go to a secure location and pray, go to a place and pray and change the hearts of men. The Bible doesn't say go and sit in the middle of it and just suffer it. The Bible says that you're supposed to go away. You know, even Jesus said, when you see these things happen, when you know, the abomination of desolation happens in Jerusalem, run, go away. Don't even go back to your house. Go fastly to the next place that's safe. And that's what Jesus said. And pray. Seek God through the Holy Spirit. Pull down heaven, and angels will come. Heaven's army will come to change the hearts of men. One angel killed 185,000 Assyrians in one night. That's a lot in one night with one angel. So God can do a great slaughter of men who don't yield to his will. But it's God that does all the stuff. It's God that does all the work. It's God that brings in all the armies. You don't need to do anything. All you need to do is sit down in an air-conditioned house and sit and have a cup of tea on your nice lounge and pull down heaven on all the ignorant and ungodly men in this world. That's true warfare. That's true powerful militia. That is, if you want to form a militia, if you want to form a local militia, how about a local militia of praying saints who pull down heaven to transform their town and their city and their state, because the weapons of their warfare weren't carnal, but they were mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. You know, it says in verse 14, it says, "And Enoch, also the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are murmurers, complainers, walkers after their own lust, and their mouths speaking great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. But God is coming with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment. That's when it will all happen. That's when the physical pain and suffering against all ungodly. But at the moment, it's grace and mercy. When judgment comes, I'll be part of the judgment as well. And we won't use natural weapons. We will be transformed into an army of fighting saints with power and glory. Great power. Great power. And if you want to start slaughtering then, just wait. Have patience. Here is patience and the faith for the saints. It'll all happen. And when it happens, Jesus will be with us. You know, it says in Isaiah 63, they say, "What is your, why your garments dyed red?" And he said, "This is not dye. This is the blood of my enemies. This is Jesus coming from Eden, coming up to Jerusalem with blood all over him." And, you know, they're going to say, "Who is this? What is this?" He's going to say, "This is the blood of my enemy." And you'll read in Revelation chapter 19, 11 to 21, where it talks about Jesus coming against the kings of the earth. You know, it talks about his vesture, or his clothes dyed in blood. And we think that's the some crazy saints think that's the blood that he shed on the cross. No, that's the blood of his enemies. That lines up with Isaiah 63. Jesus is going to create a great slaughter of men and women and everybody who is against God. And that's when the rubber will really hit the road. But our weapons will still not be carnal. They will be mighty, because we'll be a mighty army of powerful saints with glory. And the enemy won't be able to withstand the power that we have and we walk in. If you want to wait for that, have patience and faith and pray. Be a prayer. Ask the Lord to change the hearts of men. Even when Stephen was being stoned, he said, "Lord, hold this not to their charge," because he wanted them saved. Paul came out of that whole thing because of that prayer. When Jesus was on the cross, he didn't say, "Kill all these ratbags." He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That was his last thing, or one of his last things. And he didn't hold the earth accountable. God was able to pour out his spirit because Jesus died for all of our sins. He set them free. He asked God to pardon them, even the ones that put him on the cross. This is a time of grace and mercy. But I will tell you, very, very soon, it's rushing like a great, mighty train coming down a track towards you with big lights staring. You're a deer in the headlights. Judgment is coming to the earth, and things will change. And the weapons of our warfare will no longer be natural. They will be spiritual. We will tear it up. You have to have patience. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Okay? Don't take things into your own hands. Let God be the judge. For he is he rules in all the kings of the earth. He's got a plan happening. Don't get in his way. Be on his side. Pray his will for this earth and for the countries and the nations and all of the different places. Pray for his will so that He's interested in the harvest of a mighty lot of souls. The harvest of men's souls is the precious fruit of the earth. And he's trying to let every single human being have as much opportunity to turn. To turn to him. So here is the patience and the faith that you pray. And your prayers are against the darkness that inspires men, so that they can be set free to make a decent choice, a right choice. They'll follow God. That's the weapons of our warfare, and that's the warfare we're in now. But when all that's expended, when it's all finished, the Father will say to the Son, "Let's do it now. Let's go and tear up the earth and get the last bit, the last little bit of the hanger-oners, so that they'll repent. And there may be a great slaughter, but the last little bit of the hanger-oners will turn. And then we'll have the whole family of God together. That's the patience and the faith of the saints. So we'll leave it there. So if you'd like to help us out at Clear Vision Revival, just go to the bottom of the page and click on support. It'd be greatly appreciated.